Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune into the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, April 29th. I'm Luke Vargas for the Wall Street Journal. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the BBC he was shocked after two missiles hit Kyiv while he was visiting the Ukrainian capital last night. Guterres also said the UN would continue to push for a full-scale ceasefire while expanding cash assistance and, quote, striving for immediate practical steps to save lives and reduce human suffering. Elon Musk sold roughly $4 billion of Tesla stock in the 2 days after his agreement on Monday to buy Twitter for $44 billion, according to regulatory filings. The billionaire tweeted yesterday that no further Tesla sales planned after today. Musk didn't immediately respond to a request for comment about whether he sold any Tesla shares on Thursday. We are exclusively reporting that U.S. Labor Department officials believe that a plan by Fidelity to allow investors to put Bitcoin in their 401k accounts risks Americans' retirement security. That is according to Ali Kawar, a senior administrator inside the department, who told the Journal he views cryptocurrency as speculative. Fidelity said it believes this technology and digital assets will represent a large part of the financial industry's future. Markets in Asia ended higher as China's top policymaking body said Beijing should take further steps to support the country's economy. In Europe, shares rose in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching household spending figures due out this morning, and Chevron and ExxonMobil are scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.